So I'm going to title this, I think, Gatekeepers. We'll see as I go on. I have to introduce the concept from an overarching principle. When I look at things, I look at the whole. I try to look at the whole first, and then all the pieces, all the puzzle pieces fit together. You might think, why is somebody doing that? Well, if you see the whole, you understand the pieces. And when you really get advanced, when you see the pieces, you see the whole. But you have to see the you have to see the whole and the pieces, and then when you see a piece or a whole, you can see the other one. Because it is a fractal, and it's a fractal holographic reality. And you know it is, because if the Bible is true in every society, every nation, every home, every church, every business, every home, if the Bible is true in every situation, then it has to be a fractal hologram, because the truth is everywhere all the time. And the same Jezebel spirit that's working in homes is also working in businesses and in churches and all over the place, because it started in Genesis 3, but it started way before that. Started way before that because of Christ on the cross, the Lamb slain before the foundation world. So when you look at that holographic fractal, you know all things. Now, there's going to be some legitimate authority, and there's going to be some illegitimate authority, and there's going to be some gatekeepers in authority positions. But most of the people that you face off with, they're just lower level minions, and they're just yes men, and they just do what they're told. They turn them into the system turns people into narcissists and sociopaths and psychopaths. But you're actually born that way in the flesh mind. You come out of the womb crying. You're born in the flesh. The flesh is nothing but sin. So every system is a cult until you leave the works-based salvation to faith alone. And then as you step into that experientially, there's going to be people who fight back because they're part of the hive. It's a fractal. In other words, if you're free in Christ, there's going to be neighbors, friends, families, co-workers. There's going to be government, businesses, jobs, salesmen, whatever, trying to pull you back under the law, under the flesh, under pride. Now, some of these gatekeepers God allows in place because we have a tendency to step out and think we can do it. And sometimes we need authority to keep us in check. Most of the time, be honest with you. So don't be mad at the gatekeepers. Just realize they sold their soul to the devil. And the higher they rise up, the more they sell their soul at deeper levels. And so don't be mad at them. Just know they chose the system, you know. And at the root of this whole system is either you worship the creation over the creator. The female is a type and shadow of the system or the earth plane, and they want you to worship the female. That's why they worship Mother Mary. They worship Mother Mary. It doesn't matter what they worship. If they worship a female, they worship you human, really. You watch them. They worship men. They worship women. They worship the creation of man, any kind of man's invention, which God gives them the ability. So it's all from God. And God is bringing everything to a culmination to reveal Jesus in all things. But they worship man as he's the creator, as he's the initiator, as he's the litmus test. That's why I got that man standing up with his arms stretched out and his legs, like man is the ultimate measure, you know. God made man in his image, yes, but and everything around you, the cubit, the foot, you know, the measuring sticks, the cubit, the foot, it's all and the size of your chair, the size of your car, It's all based on the measurements of man, you know. They measure society, life on man, on mankind. Every time I walk outside to do a recording, somebody comes out next door and sits on their porch because they're always trying to beg for some money or something. The flesh creature is a void, right? So the flesh creature always has a void. So they see somebody that's doing their own thing, they have to stop them, interrupt them, try to vampire off of them or whatever. If you're doing your own thing and you're going about your own business, the flesh creature has to psychic vampire off of you one way or the other, either financially, mentally, spiritually. Attention. They always have to have attention. And if you don't give them attention, they get offended because they always have to cross boundaries. And if you set up boundaries, it's the law. They get mad because it's the law. They always have a watcher. The demon has a watcher through all these flesh creatures who are sold out to the devil, whether they're low level base nature or they're high level base nature with a suit and tie. They always have to watch you and track you through. The demons work through these people. And these demons don't always act like crazy. Remember what Jesus told the Pharisees? They're masters. See, like the witches, they're masters at pretending to be normal, but they're abnormal deep down. They pretend to be on your team. They pretend to care about you, love you, but they actually hate you, want you dead, you know. I had a family member, she says, "Let me just squeeze you to death." She'd tell people that. "Let me just squeeze you to death." What she was saying is opposite. It sounded like, oh, they missed you. Let them squeeze you to death. But no, it was the opposite. They want to kill you. They hate you. But they put on the fake face, you know. And so it happens in the corporate. It goes back to the word subtle. The serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. So they know how to say certain words that are very subtle, that sound one way, but are the other way. And that's how the witches work. They'll speak a curse, but it sounds like a blessing. Just like when they say, "Take care." Well, the word care actually means be anxious and worried and upset. So the gatekeepers, like the churches and all, they don't want you to go deeper. See, if you go deeper in your studies, the churches can't get your tithe because you'll eventually walk out and you say, "These people are playing mind games. They don't want you to exercise your spiritual gift. They want to take away your spiritual gift. They don't want you to reach people for the gospel," even though they say, "Let's meet on such and such day and go out and give out the gospel and knock on doors." They're not doing it to get souls. They're trying to get people to join their church. And I know it's true because they'll have people join their church who's not even saved. They don't ask them, "When were you saved?" They want them to join even if they're not born again. And that tells you the church is not the real church, because the born again doesn't have to join anything, because you're born again because you received Jesus by faith. And you got born again. Why do you have to join anything if you're already a part of the church? It tells you it's an upside down system. "Come join our church." Why? I'm already at the church. I'm already a part of the church. So the churches, the corporations, the news, the media, the Instagram, the YouTube, it's all gatekeepers. They're all gatekeepers. They're all liars. They're all master manipulators. And they'll never break free because there's so many gatekeepers. The only way you're going to break free is cut off the music, cut off the noise, cut off the people, get by yourself, go to God, and listen to the Holy Spirit. You're already, see, the sad part is you're already free. The devil's already a defeated foe, but he's trying to put all these gatekeepers around you, neighbors, friends, spouses. I mean, there's a lot of spouses that are gatekeepers. They said they were saved, but you know, they weren't saved. Because every time they open their mouth, see, if you're really saved, you know it's faith alone and Jesus alone, not of works, lest any man should boast. So every time they open their mouth, they got to do something. They got to be good enough. They got to do something religious. They got to recycle. They got to join some kind of organization or some club to make their outward show look good. Think about it. They want to recycle, but they don't recycle. If you're married to one of these, they'll say, let's start recycling. And you just say, okay, whatever. Go ahead and do it. But then you become the one to do the recycling. But see, they're trying to get the attention to themselves. And they say, we are recycling. No, you're not. I'm recycling. But a lot of that is the psychopath, the sociopath, seeing if you'll obey their command. They're like slowly boiling the frog, give you, will you take the trash out? Will you wash dishes? Will you, to see if you'll follow? Instead of them being the follower, they want you to follow them. It's the psychic vampire. They get some kind of pride about, I got them. They'll tell their friend or their girlfriend, I got him to do this, or I got them to do this. And it could be a job situation. I get them to do my work for me. I've actually seen I got somebody playing their little music on their phone outside after they see me walk out here doing a recording. How many minutes? 12 minutes into it, wanting to disrupt my flow, right? I've seen it on the job so many times, and the higher ups will even say, well, you know, why don't you use your position to get them to do work at your house, or to use your position to get them to give you a deal or something like that. That's the way they do. They'll try to manipulate you to go do some work for them because you work for them. And you say, I don't mix. And some of the Jezebels, they'll try to date you. And you say, I'm here to work. I'm not here to mix. Because you know, if they can get you hogtied, then they're going to get you to do stuff for them because they're vampires. They don't have the power. They don't have the strength. They want somebody else to do it for them, but they'll never serve you, but they want to be served. Welcome to the real world, people. And so in a sense, the gatekeepers, yes, it's leadership at higher levels that get these minions to do their bidding. But at the same time, a lot of the gatekeepers are just the average person because they run according to the flesh mind and not to the spirit mind. They want to be served instead of serve. They want to be worshipped instead of worshiping God. They want you to worship them instead of worship of God. They want you to do their will instead of God's will. And this is what happens a lot of times in a marriage. The man is doing God's will. He knows God's will. But the woman's mama says, let's get him to do this. It's not God's will for me to go there. It's not God's will for me to travel there, do whatever. It's not God's will. But they don't hear that because they want what they want. And they're not really a marriage partner. It's more like a girlfriend, boyfriend to their mind. And they'll never understand that they started a whole new family. They still want to bring their old ways into the new, you know. They want to bring their old stuff into a new institution, a new thing. Why do you think businesses want to hire somebody with no experience? Now, sometimes they hire people high level that have a lot of experience to bring the ideas over, and then they steal the ideas from you and then fire you, you know. But why do you think that we have so many problems? Because people still live in the past. people still live in an old paradigm, even though things have changed. They've changed jobs, they've changed cities, they've changed their marital state, they've changed, and there's a new state of being, but they still want to live in the past. And the ultimate gatekeeper, speaking of gatekeepers, is the devil and these corporations, these churches. They don't want you to see past time. Because if you see past time, all their games, they can't play any more game. Recently, I saw in a business, they're instituting a new system. Well, the last five systems that I saw them institute, it's just a painted face. It's a new suit and tie. It's the same system, but it has a new name. And the reason they create new systems because new people come in and they want to get the kudos that they created a system that's going to work better than the other systems. When every system, after a few years, it dies down and it goes away and people forget about it and they create a new system because it didn't work. Instead of them look at themselves and say, hey, I'm just a fat cat or a fat dog sitting up here in the office and I'm not doing any work, I'm just shuffling papers, and the reason the system's falling because you're not doing any sweat, blood, sweat, and tears. If you were to do some blood, sweat, and tears, and just 20% of the company would do some blood, sweat, and tears, the system would rise up, but they could overcome, but nobody wants to sacrifice in the corporation. Everybody wants to receive, but nobody wants to give. And so that's true in homes, that's true in churches, that's true everywhere across the board, because it's a fractal. And what you see in the pieces is in the whole. Why didn't it work? Because you're using the same tools you used in the past, and you didn't learn that every day's a repeat, every moment is the same. You didn't learn your lesson, you just keep repeating the same thing. You know what they're going to do before they do it. You know the game. You know the game. You played the game. You actually played the game when you were a child. And they're all acting like children. Lazy, blame-shifting children. You know I'm telling you the truth, but you know it hurts. Because every human being on the face of the earth can either walk in the flesh mind or the spirit mind. You can either be lazy or industrious. You can sit down and say, I want somebody else to do it for me, or you can make a plan and do it yourself. But it takes a lot of work to plan, then to follow through in the plan. It takes sacrifice. It takes energy and effort. But most people are lovers of pleasures instead of lovers of God, people pleasers, lovers of man instead of lovers of God. In other words, trying to plead pleasers of mankind instead of pleasers of God. And everybody wants to do the will of the Gentiles, will of the flesh instead of the will of God, or the will of mankind, some man. And so when you don't do their will, the hive mind, the gatekeepers, if you don't do their will, they're going to try to pressure you with manipulation tactics to get you to do their will, like you can't see through them. Even in a conversation, they'll say stuff off the wall to try to redirect you, to get you off track, to create confusion. They don't even get what you're saying. A lot of times you're trying to explain something and they can't even hear you. So they have to say something off the wall because they don't even know what you're trying to tell them. Bizarro land, to be honest with you. It's actually kind of ridiculous. I think I told y'all about this 65-year-old lady saying something like a 3-year-old. I just walked off. I don't play their game anymore. Don't fight with a Jezebel. Don't play games with a childish. Don't put yourself in danger with a brawler. Just walk away. It's not worth it. Is it? is it worth getting your teeth knocked out? And when you're 70 years old, you don't have any teeth to, because you got a pride war with somebody. It's just stupid stuff people do. Really stupid stuff people do. If something's bad, if something's really bad enough, call the police. God gives you the authorities for a reason. And yeah, I know. A lot of times the authority is for the wrong guy. Most of the time, the authority is for the other guy, for the criminal. I've seen it too many times. The criminal. Why would the police be for the criminal? Why would the police identify with the criminal over somebody who's doing right? And I'm not saying all policemen, but the select few, why would they do that? It's a spirit. It's a spirit in people. It's a spirit inside of people, controlling people. Most of the time people are speaking out of some spirit and they don't even know what they're saying. If you were to stop somebody and say, whose thoughts are those? You think those are your thoughts? Where'd that come from? And you realize it's a program that society has programmed into them. Their thoughts, their reactions, their responses is a program that society has programmed into them. Kind of ridiculous. It's ridiculous to the hilt. If you paid attention for 1 year and you watched patterns, paid attention to your own thoughts, paid attention to your own words, paid attention to a person's patterns, you'll start to see everything repeats. And you can predict the future. You can pay attention to corporations. And it repeats. And the reason it repeats is because that's what you're in. But they can't see it because they can't see outside of time. They can only see time as linear, not as a cycle repeat, even though the women should be able to see it clearly because she cycles every 28 days to birth a baby, right? To get pregnant, birth a baby. So then the cycle is to create a birthing, a conception. So you would think that everybody would look at the cycles of time and say, oh, wait a minute, outside never changes. It's to birth my inner man, the inside. And so you should be able to see the people who just repeat the same cycle over and over, and they never grow. And those kind of people, you try to pull them out, but eventually you get tired of talking to them because they say the same story over and over. There's nothing new coming out of their mouth. Every phone call is the same repeat, the same word, same connotation, same old out of their mouth. Because they don't grow. It would be nice if they called you or text you, say, hey, I learned something new. But most people don't want to admit they learned something new because they would have to admit they don't know it all. But most people are full of pride and they act like they know it all. If God is not teaching you on a daily basis, what's the whole purpose of being here? You go to work, you go home, you take a shower, you pay your bills, you go get you some food, and you go to work, you go home, take a shower, pay your bills, eat, drink, sleep, repeat. So if it's just the same old stuff happening outside, let's say you start a business and you grow a business and you grow another business and you keep growing a business, there's nothing new about that. You've already done it 1,000 times. So if you don't learn anything from it in the internal, what's the whole purpose? So the gatekeepers are not only trying to keep you from seeing past time. The gatekeepers are not only keeping you from seeing the faith alone, but the gatekeepers are also keeping you, trying to keep you from looking at the inside, being self-aware. So the gatekeepers are trying to stop you from being self-aware. Because if you become self-aware, you no longer run on the program. And so the gatekeepers have to create drama and chaos to take away your peace. Because how are you going to be self-aware if you don't have peace enough to listen to the inner man? This is why I tell you to cut off the music. Because as soon as you cut off the music, everything makes sense. The music is a gatekeeper. Rihanna, Gaga, all of them are gatekeepers. They're minions of the higher level gatekeepers. They're minions. And trust me, it never stops. The only way you stop it, the only way to stop it is you stop it without entertaining it. You don't entertain their distractions. Like the witches would say, you don't entertain their louche. That's how the witches say it. I call it distractions. I call it diversions. I call it Draco Mod drama. Draconian machine is to distract you. And a lot of times what they're trying to do is to distract you enough to irritate you to see what's in there. The only reason they're bumping the vessel is to see what comes out. And then if they find out that certain things get on your nerves, they're going to attack those things. They're looking to see what bothers you so they can attack it. And it doesn't matter if you change jobs, doesn't matter if you change marriages, it doesn't matter if you change cities, it's the same game repeating. And you think it's the narcissistic game, which it is, it's a narcissistic system. But it's higher than that. It's the Jezebel system. They're trying to steal your soul. They're trying to take away your... They're trying to get you to actually sell your soul to the devil. If you're saved, you're not going to do it. So they're fighting a losing battle, but they'll never stop. Because they believe that... They believe a person can lose their salvation when you can't. These birds, they don't have a water bill, a power bill, a car payment, house payment. These birds just build their little nest and do their thing every day. So why is it that mankind has it harder? Because the devil hates mankind. There's the scarcity lie is a lie. There's no scarcity. There is no scarcity. There's no scarcity, people. You've been lied to. There's no scarcity of water. There's no scarcity of food. There's no scarcity of anything. But they want you to live in fear. Why? Because that's part of the game. That's part of the gatekeeper game, to put you in fear.